1 Corinthians chapter 11. Be imitators of me, as I also am of Christ. But I praise you because in all things you have remembered me, and hold fast the things that I have handed down, even as I handed them down to you. But I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ. Every man praying or prophesying with his head covered disgraces his head. But every woman praying or prophesying with her head uncovered disgraces her head, for it is one and the same as she who is shaved. For if a woman is not covered, let her hair also be cut off. But if it is shameful for a woman to have her hair cut off or to be shaved, let her be covered. For a man ought not to have his head covered, since he is God's image and glory, but the woman is the glory of the man. For man is not out of woman, but woman out of man. For also man was not created for the sake of the woman, but woman for the sake of the man. Therefore the woman ought to have a sign of submission to authority on her head for the sake of the angels. However, neither is woman without man, nor man without woman, in the Lord. For just as the woman is out from the man, so also is the man through the woman. But all things are out from God. Judge this in your own selves. Is it fitting for a woman to pray uncovered to God? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, because her long hair has been given to her for a covering. But if anyone seems to be contentious, we do not have such a custom of being so, neither the churches of God. But I give you this charge, and do not praise you, because you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that divisions exist among you, and some part of it I believe. For there must even be parties among you, that those who are approved may become manifest among you. When therefore you come together in the same place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in your eating, each one takes his own supper first, and one is hungry, and the other is drunk. Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and put those to shame who have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? In this I do not praise you. For I received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed took bread, and having given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is given for you. This do unto the remembrance of me. Similarly, also the cup after they had dined, saying, This cup is the new covenant established in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, unto the remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you declare the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and in this way let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not discern the body. Because of this, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. But if we discerned ourselves, we would not be judged. But being judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, that we may not be condemned with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, that you may not come together for judgment, and the rest I will set in order when I come.